Well, Harold, you've never asked me to sing.
Is that right?
I see some people who know. Yeah, I've done everything in the Lord's ministry but sing. I don't know why, but people just don't like the way I sing. I guess that's what it is. I can't, yeah. I went to take lessons and so on, but still it didn't help. Okay. Excuse me. Looks good. Sharing screen, right? Well, it says good morning. Good morning to all of you. And really, honestly, it's a great pleasure to be here. I enjoy 16th and I enjoy the morning meeting. Wasn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Yes, good. I heard somebody said yes. Yes, but I thought it was wonderful just to sit there. Now, it's an interesting situation, but first of all, if you remember, I was here a month ago, and we talked about prayer, Revelations chapter 9, I believe, on prayer, and then we talked about, in the second service, about God's justice and God's love, and there's no confliction, okay? Now, this week, I was all prepared. Oh, did I have a sermon? I went over and over and over and over it. And I thought it was really going to be. I was going to talk about the temple, and I was going to talk about the two witnesses. I was all prepared. I checked with the leaves, the lines, and the tangs about the Chinese. I had it all read out in Chinese for you. Everything was just perfect until Friday. I'd gone over. It took me about 3 weeks to do, and I just was enjoying it. But the Lord spoke to me. He says, "Eh." He says, "That's not the right message." I said, "But Lord, I spent hours and hours on this. I got people to translate it. Everything's all ready." "Eh." No, the Lord said no. So I put it in the file and it's gone. But I am the one who's speaking on chapter 11. And what the Lord led me to was chapter 11. And we're going to really see something exciting. I'm excited. I'm in celebration this morning. I've been going through Revelation every day for all these months since the 1st of January. I've read it. I've listened to it. I've listened to Piper. I've listened to all these different speakers on it. I've read books on it. I've read things on it. And I'm just enjoying it. Get into it. I never really got into it before. So this morning, we're going to be talking about Revelation chapter 11, 15 to 18. And I'm excited about this because it's a triumphant message. Let's read it now. Follow along with me in your Bibles. If it's not quite the same, that's okay. This is from the original Greek. It's called the New Living Translation. It's not a paraphrase. The seventh angel shouted his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which says, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of the Lord of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have began to reign. The nations were angry, and the wrath was come. The time has come for judgment and death, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your people who revered your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroyed the earth. Let me read that again. I'm sorry for reading. So I'm dyslexic, just in case you don't know. I've always in French, Spanish, English, Greek, and Hebrew. I have trouble reading, but that's okay. One more. Let's follow along. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven, which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and began to reign. The nations were angry and their wrath was come. The time had come for judgment and death, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your people who revered your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroyed the earth. What a passage. Woo! Did I ever enjoy studying that one? And I started Friday night, so I'm a month ahead or 3 weeks ahead at least. So anyway, it's going to be great. We're going to be talking about the sounding of the seventh trumpet. And it says here, we witness the sounding of the seventh trumpet announcing the eternal reign of God. This passage reveals the sovereignty of God and the final judgment and the hope for the faithful. We have hope. We have hope. We have hope. We have hope. We have esperanza. We have espoir. Whatever language you speak. How do you say it in Chinese? Hope. Good. I agree with you. But if you know what I mean, it's just so wonderful. We have that in Jesus. Without him, we have nada, rien, nothing. But with Jesus, we have hope. And that's what we're going to be reading and studying about today. I've only got 3 points. The declaration of God's sovereignty, the worship of God by the faithful, and the third point, the judgment and rewards. Take a picture of this. Take your phone out. Take a picture of this. Take it home. Check out the message. Make sure it's biblical. If it's not biblical, phone up Harold and say, that speaker this morning made 5 mistakes. You're going to get a lot of phone calls, Harold. No, I don't think so. So let's look at the declaration. God's sovereignty, yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. We used to sing that. I won't sing it. See, if I sang it, then you go down and have coffee, and I wouldn't have my 20 minutes. But you know, it is yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. Jesus doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's sovereign. He's the boss. He's my boss. He's my captain. He's my master. He's my teacher. He's my all in all. I've loved him for 70 years. And he's never disappointed me. I have disappointed him, I have to admit. But then we have 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. One of my favorite verses. But isn't it wonderful that we have somebody sovereign? We have somebody in control. Sometimes you think God is not in control. Things just aren't working the way they should. According to our punto de vista, according to our thinking. But he is in control. He has a plan. And he doesn't change. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah. The Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. And he's come. And he's coming again. Coming again. And he's coming to rapture us, to take us to him, heaven. He's in control. Even though the people today don't think he is in control. In our lives, we often struggle with temporary powers and influences. Remember, God's sovereignty prevails. Trust in his eternal plan. He has a plan. Sometimes we wing it. I like to know how she translates that word, wing it. But you know, sometimes we're off the cuff. Can't translate that one either. But God doesn't. He has a plan. And he keeps to his plan. And we're part of that plan. And if you don't know Jesus, I know that I'm preaching to the choir, but if there's any one of you here that really doesn't have that conviction that Jesus is sovereign, that Jesus is Lord, let's have a coffee together. Second point, the worship of God by the faithful. That's what we did this morning. Wasn't it wonderful? Some people do it once a year. People do it at Easter and Christmas. Some people don't do it four times a year. People are going to say, well, you people at 16th are fanatics. You do it every week. Doesn't it get boring? No way, Jose. But in this passage, we find that the worship of God by the faithful, and we are to worship him. And here's a couple of examples, for instance. In the Old Testament, come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. This is a command. David writes this. And even in the New Testament, we have it in Philippians 2 and 10, 10 and 11. Then at the name of the Lord, every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Yes, every knee will bow. But we have the opportunity to do it. I can't bow anymore because I've got metal knees. But I sure can praise the Lord sitting down. Praise the Lord. He is so good. He is so wonderful. He is so true. Worshiping isn't limited to here in the chapel. Amen. It should be daily attitude, acknowledging God's supremacy in all we do. You know, a lot of times I go to worship meetings and people will get up and say, well, now we're going to start the worship service. I says, no way, Jose. I started when I got up this morning and I put my feet on the rug and I said, God, usame, use me, Lord, today. Amen. And I started worshiping him. We can't worship him too much. He's done so much for us. Sure, we might have it. I've had 80 years. I know I don't look it, but I've had 80 years on this earth. That's a long time. But he's given us life. And we know what life with a capital L is. We know what abundant life is because we've got Jesus. And that's what here it says in the verses we're looking at, that we are to worship the Lord, worship him. And that is so important. The third point, judgment and rewards. And there again, I won't go into it. We did it too exactly a month ago, the 27th of July, I think. We talked about justice and we talked about judgment and we talked about love. And there's no conflict in that. It says in the judgment and rewards, your wrath has come and the time has come to judge the dead and for rewarding his servants. We are going to receive the rewards if we do things for the Lord. Now, we don't do it to receive rewards. We don't do things for the Lord just because we want to get brownie points or we want to get a crown. We do it because we want to. God bless each and every one of you who were here last week. I helped in DVBS this year. 11 children, that's all we had, 11 children. And I got home every day and I had to go to bed. I was so tired. It wasn't like that years ago. But anyway, God bless you. Serve the Lord. Cut the grass. Water the plants. Help downstairs getting the refreshments ready. Come Saturday night and enjoy this person singing and playing the guitar. You know, I play the radio. That's the only instrument I play is the radio. I can't play the guitar or the piano, but the radio, I play it well. Yes, rewards. Ecclesiastes says, for God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. That's what the Bible says. That's an example we have in the Old Testament. And God is going to reward us. We don't do things for God to be saved. We do things for God because we're saved. It's a part of our gratitude to what he's done and what he's doing and what he's going to do for us in the future. I can't do enough for the Lord. I'm getting quite upset with myself because I can only do half. of what I used to do. But the Lord knows. He knows our heart. Isn't that wonderful? I'm so glad he knows our heart. Because sometimes I lay in bed and I'm hurting all over and I'm just saying, Lord, I want to get out there and stand on the sky train and give out Gideon New Testament. A lot of times in church when the people say, well, now we'll stand and sing, I don't stand. But the Lord knows that. The Lord knows your heart. And we've got to try to use the talents that God has given to us. Look, here's what the New Testament says. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due to us for the things done while in the body, whether good or evil. God sees all of our deeds, good and bad. And if we do things that aren't according to the word of God, because this is our rule, this is the book. This is what we should impregnate our minds with, saturate our minds with. Yes, we must all appear before God's judgment. God will bring every deed into judgment. Secret things, whether good or evil. Boy, I don't like that. The good thing, sure, yeah, here I am. Yeah, okay, Lord, I did that. But how about the bad things? But the good thing about that is, again, he'll forgive us if we're honest. If we confess it and make a 180-degree turn and go the right way and leave the wrong way behind us. That is so important. Live every day with eternal perspective, knowing our deeds matter. Seek to honor God through faithful servants. I can remember Mr. Bud. I don't know how he must have been 80 at the time, outside there with the blowing the weed, the leaves off the thing. What a faithful man he was. He did little things like that in the end. And you young people, you can help. Look at these lights have to be cleaned sometime. You have to get up on the ladder. A lot of us can't do that anymore, but that's what it's saying here. God knows every deed. And if you can't go and get up there and you want to get up, that's the same thing. God knows your heart. God knows. The only kingdom that endures forever, the kingdom. All the kingdoms in the past, Roman kingdom, the Medes and the Persians, all of them have passed. The kingdom of God is the only one that will go forever and ever. Revelations 11, 15 to 18 reminds us of God's ultimate reign, the call to worship, and the certainty of judgment and reward. Earthly kingdom will fail, but God's kingdom endures forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We are to evaluate our lives. Are we aligned with God's eternal kingdom? What's most important in our lives? Is it things or is it the work of the Lord? You've got a beautiful chapel here. And you've got people all around here without Christ. And you know what I did this morning? I got excited too again. I get excited, I'm sorry. See what's happening down here? Is that going to be an apartment? Is that going to be houses? What is that going to be, man? How many souls are going to be there? How many people are going? You know, I go to 10th Avenue Gospel Chapel too. And all around them now, apartments. And I'm praying. And two people so far have come to the chapel from those apartments. One person from Brazil, one person from Peru, and or Asian person, and an Asian lady, four. But just think how many, you get on the ball, eh? Get in there when you can. Well, I don't know how you can do it. Trust in his sovereignty. Trust that God is in control. When people say everything in this world is out of control, use that as a springboard to tell them that everything is not in disaster. God has a plan. Yes, una vez más, evaluate your life. Evaluate your life, not the person in front of you, beside you, to behind you, left, right. Evaluate your life. I evaluate my life all the time. And sometimes I found it wanting. But isn't that wonderful, though? But we can be transparent and honest to people. I'm sitting outside the other night with a friend of mine and a car by, and I go by, and I go, "Hi, how are you?" It's about 12 o'clock at night. It goes in, and all of a sudden, a guy comes walking out. He said, "Hi, thanks for saying hello to me." I said, "Oh, where are you from?" He says, "Turkey." I said, "How long have you been here?" "Oh, I've been here a month." "Oh, it's nice to meet you." Another contact. About 2 months ago, a guy came by and I said, "Hey, hi, come on over, have a cup of coffee." You know what he did? He came over, had a cup of coffee. His wife had just died a week ago. He was from Germany. I've had four or five times talking to him. We had a barbecue at the church after DVBS in the parking lot. And people were walking down the street and I go, "Hi, how are you? Get your hamburgers right here, free of charge, hot dog, hamburgers." Two people came. I got a picture, I'll show you something. They came, and we gave them a hot dog and a hamburger, and we had a wonderful time talking to them. Use every opportunity, evaluate your life. Evaluate. Are you aligned with God's eternal kingdom? Commit to daily worship, not just Sunday morning here at 16th. It's worth it coming here. You're in the right place, I'm telling you. And you people up in Zoom land too, welcome. Oh, they're not there. Anyway, they're in Zoom land, but they're with us. Trust in His sovereignty. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in books. Don't trust in theories. Don't trust in psychology and psychiatry and all those other things. Trust in God's sovereignty. Align with the assurance of His righteous judgment and live with the assurance of His judgment. God is so good. God is so good. Well, I believe that's the message God had for me. I feel better. I don't know. But that's what I feel He wanted me to see. He didn't want me to talk about the temple and measuring the temple and all that. But it's good. Study yourself. Father God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Merci beaucoup. Muchísimas gracias. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have made me whole. And I pray, Heavenly Father, as we have been here to worship you and we've evaluated some of these things, we've looked at some of these things, may we go from here after coffee, after the next meeting, go home and rethink some of these things. Reread Revelations chapter 11, 15 to 18. Thank you for the ladies who have, and men who have prepared downstairs, and we pray that you might bless this refreshments to our bodies. And be with those up at camp, right? And our Lord, we're excited. We're excited to see that Jonathan Lee is doing an excellent job up there. We pray for them. We pray, too, for the conference up in the 100 Mile House, Heavenly Father. All of these things, we give you a thanks in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.